This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
That was one fine day, Bette Midler, the divine Miss M.
Love Bette Midler. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Kidding me?
You were Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You never recognise the room. Anyway, sorry. Got a bit... All the drits are rearranged now.
What's that from?
I don't know. It's from from an album that I love. So, These Lives? Some of These Lives?
Text it if you recognise the song she was singing. 0427 Joy 949. Hey, have you ever developed a talent or a skill?
Yes.
And you spend like hours and hours practicing?
Yes.
And the collective wisdom says you need to spend 10,000 hours to get to perfection, yeah? Or to get to be very good at it.
That's what they say. Like, I've done my 10,000 hours doing this, that and the other. I am a professional.
I've mastered it. But joining us on the line is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to tell us about maybe that's not quite right. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Hi, it's good and bad news.
Oh, okay.
Well, it always is.
The good news is that you can refine a talent by doing 10,000 hours worth of practice. The bad news is if you're terrible at something, you're going to be terrible at it no matter how many hours of practice you do. So a good example would be the 10,000 hour concept actually came from a 1993 study. And it was based on violin students in Berlin. And they had, on average, done 10,000 hours of practice by the time they were 20, and they were all considered amazing violinists. Wow. Now, these were students who were very, very good at the violin. And that's how the average came about. But it can't be applied to every student or every discipline. Because if you are tone deaf and you're not a great singer, you're not going to become a great singer after 10, you're not going to become Bette Midler after 10,000 hours.
No.
No, exactly. It's almost like a saying. It's like, oh, I've done my 10,000 hours. Like, yeah, you have, but you're still...
terrible.
You're
still and so it's really about rethinking. And back then, in 1993, the ability to do such research wasn't really as prominent. Now we are a lot more aware of people's cognitive abilities, whether or not they've got a passion. So the idea is that passions aren't discovered, they're created. And therefore... you know, you can be passionate about something, but it doesn't make you a master of it. That's just
true.
Because you've done X amount of hours.
So I remember when I was a kid, my sister and I were, at an early age, were thrown into violin lessons because Mum had aspirations that outstripped our talents. And I remember we were shocking at it. It was, you know, crunch, crunch. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they kept saying to us, if only you'd practice more, you'd be really good at, you know, you need to practice more.
But
I hated it.
I mean, you can get better.
It's not true. If I know that when I was 5 years old.
You certainly can improve. You know, you're not going to be Mozart or whatever.
Well, he's dead.
But shut up.
I think also, this is the problem, and this is why people go on things like American Idol.
Oh, for the backstory.
Because you would always see that person do an audition who was a terrible singer. But what did they always say? I've done singing lessons. I've been singing for years.
Yeah, it's like you're entitled. Like, it's like, you know, I've been writing novels for 10 years and I haven't been published. I'm like, well...
I'm not J.K. Rowling. It's not a TAFE course. It's an ability.
Exactly.
But that's
you don't get a certificate.
It's not very optimistic, though. It's like, don't try nothing if you're not good at it.
No, if you like something, follow your passion.
No, I have the opposite view. I think try everything and find out what you love and continue to do it. But don't expect to be paid for it if you're not actually that great.
Absolutely. Money shouldn't come into it all. It's just what you... If you can't see yourself doing anything else, like, this is my passion, just do it.
Follow your heart.
Follow your heart.
It's like physical sports. You know, people love basketball. Yeah. They're not always going to become a basketball player that's famous. And I was about to reference a famous basketball player just then until I realised I don't know any.
Just like...
Michael Jordan played basketball.
Some famous basketball player who dated a Kardashian. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Gosh. Yeah. But it should always be the journey and not goal-orientated. Just to get better, day at a time, just because you
think you're
doing it.
Do it because you love it. Some people sew and, you know, write music and write books, and they do it because it fills their soul.
Yeah.
not because they expect to be an expert and a famous, you know, singer or, you know, famous chess player or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah. I always like the ambition between confidence and talent, the difference between confidence and talent, whereas someone who's very talented is sometimes just not very confident, like, oh, no, not me, like a true artist or something, very humble, where someone who's not that talented is so confident, it's like, oh, would you shut up? But anyway.
Well, it's like academics, right? So there are a lot of really smart people, and but they don't necessarily know how to apply it into a commercial space. So they come up with these amazing ideas, but they don't know how to sell it. And then you've got some, you know, entrepreneur with chutzpah that's not got the same brain as the academic, but who can make it work financially. So it's just about finding our skills.
Absolutely. And following your bliss. Find what makes you happy, then do that. Do lots of it. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.